Right, audio's live.
Oh shit.
Oh shit. Hashtag AR.
Hey look, we're live.
Recognize that music.
Alright, enough of that shit. Actually, I probably shouldn't mute.
Soundbite's working.
Not favourable at all.
There you go, that's non-bias. One of each. And then you've got the...
What's the Wii sound? That's a Wii?
No, that was the achievement, the rare achievement, remember?
Right. Oh, that's a trophy sound. Got it.
Yeah, trophy. I really want to play this again now we can talk about it recently.
Works. Dropping now. Stand by for Titanfall.
I've missed that
yeah,
game.
I just want number three.
Yeah.
It's a shame we never got number three.
I need a new keyboard. It just makes too much noise. Shell, add my cordless one. My wireless one. And the USB dongle. It got stuck in the works laptop, so that was it. I had to give that away. Fucking hell, man. No.
Right, I'm ready for
wives.
Intros.
Millions of pounds. Lost.
Millions and billions.
Right, ready for an intro?
Roll intro.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 622 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is the 14th of March, 2021. Happy Mother's Day to everybody over on that side of the pond, because it's Mother's Day in the UK. We are a weekly gaming podcast. We talk about everything gaming related. Well, almost everything. We also talk about life, just you know, stuff in general. We are a community driven podcast. So reach out to us. Be part of it. You can live watch us on Twitch, on YouTube. We're here every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK. Normally 1 p.m. on the West Coast, unless it's daylight savings time. Stupid. Drake. But normally 1 p.m., 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 3 p.m. in the Central Time Zone, where Kim Woods hangs out. Normally, tonight, she's missing in action. also missing in action, Robin Tate. Robin was going to try and make the podcast. However, because of the acrobatic accident that happened with his wife and the new pole they installed in the bedroom, she is laid up and cannot take care of the kids. So Robin is manning the duties there. We wish Judith well. Robin, go easy on her, man. Go easy on her. Phil also missing in action this week. We're actually really not sure where Phil is. We believe he is deep undercover right now in a drug kingpin type deal. We wish him the best of luck as well. But joining me today, the ever present, I can't even say the bald one because you guys are both bald. we've got the ginger, Pete.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm back, you anti-ginger bitches.
Okay, so here's a question, because I make fun of you for being ginger all the time. Oh, honestly, because I don't care. I love a good redhead.
It should be a protected characteristic by now. It's gone on for far too long. So I'm gonna get on some type of wagon somewhere and create some big activist mission to help protect us.
I'm just saying, I guess some people do take offense to it. I don't know, but I mean, I'll just tell you right now, I love a redhead. I mean, if you search my web browsing for redheads, it would be a long list. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
You've asked for pictures of me.
Ginger balls.
Then that would be Mr. Mark Wright, also joining the podcast today. Mark, how are you doing?
Yeah. Hello, Greg. Hello, everyone. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Had a busy week, but yeah, just chilling out now tonight. And I've got a week off next week, so I'm so chuffed with that. I'm going to just chill out and recuperate and let my muscles regenerate because I'm aching all over.
Mark, what is the actual hair color for you? I've literally never seen your hair.
My hair color?
So, yeah.
Brown? No.
Brown? Okay, yeah. All right. It's just a curious question because I realize you've been bald the entire time I've known you. So.
Well, it's been.
And I've never seen you with facial hair. Yeah.
I have had a little bit of it.
Can you grow a beard for us?
Yeah, a little bit. I kept it shortish. I had one at EGX. But yeah, since I was sort of like 26, my hair was receding really quickly and going thin on top. So for years, I've just like whizzed it off and just kept it short. So the receding hairline's gone right back to here now. But because I've kept it short all that time, you can't tell.
Right.
But now when it does grow, it's just mainly at the back. So when it does grow a little bit, it's like a monk's haircut. I keep saying to Jenny, oh, my hair's long. And she just laughs at me and says, I want my hair cut in. She says, what do you want about it? You would not there. But yeah, I like to keep it short.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for joining this week's Hair Podcast.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Hey, we really do appreciate you guys joining us, and we are going to dive into things. So we'll start off first and foremost. We'd like to talk about birthdays. Mark, I'm going to let you give this birthday announcement because this is near and dear to you.
Yeah. I want to wish my darling wife, Jenny, a lovely 21st birthday for next Saturday, the 20th of March. 21 again on Saturday, so happy birthday, Jenny.
Aww. Happy birthday, Jenny. Happy I hope birthday. She doesn't get a hangover after drinking.
She hasn't drunk for years, so there's no chance of that. She has headaches and other reasons, just like with me annoying her, but that's about it.
Well, happy birthday, Jenny. I think we should play her birthday song.
Yeah, we'll do the Minions for her.
Enough of that. Okay. I think, okay, look, every podcast does it. They talk story time, and we're no different. We're going to talk some story time.
Hooray, story time. Hooray, story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
It's just cheerful. It really is. All right. Let's talk about what's been going on this past week. Pete, you haven't been on in a while. What has kept you away from the podcast, your family? What's been going on? Were you arrested?
No. I've just been busy with stuff.
I would have gone with Arrested. It was a better story, I'm just saying.
No, I'm not that way inclined. No. I've just been busy. I don't know. I've just been busy with stuff. And Shell recently started a new job with the NHS. And we've been going to bed really, really early because we've been getting up like stupid early and having really long days. And I don't know. It's just been one of those. I've been watching TV, though, with some of the spare time I've had. Quite a bit, okay. Actually, when I look back. But saying that, I've not been on for about 3 weeks, I don't think, have I? So it's not that much, I suppose. Shall I fire straight into it?
I think you should fire straight into it. I'm okay. Kind of curious.
All right. Well, I've watched a kids' film called Bigfoot Family.
I'm sure Kim mentioned this, and she said it's absolutely terrible.
It is.
I'm not feeling this, Pete. I'm not Bigfoot Family. And you knew it was terrible, yet you still watched it.
No, I didn't know it was terrible. The trailer looked pretty good, actually. Yeah. It was the trailer's quite misleading because it's about this young lad who can run really, really fast with his super big feet. And I thought it was going to be like kind of more or less like a superhero type movie or just something about the young lad. And most of the focus actually seems to be on the dad, Bigfoot himself. And he gets kidnapped, and then there's like this mission to try and save dad. And it was pants.
About Sasquatches, then.
Yeah, is it? You said Bigfoot the dad.
Yeah, I expected Sasquatch to be like or Bigfoot the Hendersons or something.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it was really strange. No, it was it just got the dad of the family who is Bigfoot, the original Bigfoot, and he's shacked up with the lady, and they've had a son who's also got big feet. We all know what it's like to have big feet, though, don't we?
Wait. The original Bigfoot is Sasquatch. That it's like, and so don't be saying this original Bigfoot nonsense and like it's some like everyday occurrence that we should know who this original Bigfoot is. He's not the original Bigfoot. He's an imposter. Original Bigfoot.
He's just a fucking person with extraordinarily large feet.
Well, the original Bigfoot for the kids, then, should we say?
Well, should we just rename this movie The Swinging Dick Family?
Swinging Dick Family. So anyway, I thought the focus would be on the son, but it just wasn't at all. His dad ended up going to this where there was protesting this beautiful mountainside place that was just going to get dug up for oil, and just went to go and help the protesters and make a bit of a name for the protest, because he's famous being Bigfoot, and he thought he'll go there and help the activists, and it'll be you know, televised, and it'll just be a big old popular thing. And he ended up getting kidnapped, and oh man, it's just pants. I won't even watch it. I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
How are we still talking about this? And I still go back to this comment. You said, well, and he's famous. I'm all, who is he? I don't understand. I don't understand this concept of how he's famous, yet he's not Sasquatch. That's the only way Bigfoot is famous, is if he's Sasquatch.
Well, I don't know. I can't answer that question for you.
All right. Let's move on.
Yeah.
That's a better idea. Let's move on.
Moving on. Right. I watched a film called The Dig.
Okay.
And it's about... it's about this archaeologist who he gets hired by this real rich woman who's got lots of land in Sutton Hoo in 1938. So it's around the time of the war. And she has this feeling about these raised pieces of land that are on her fields. And she's like, well, you know, I feel like we should dig this up. So she hires this archaeologist and stroke excavator, and he was paid, I think it was £2 a day or £2 a week. It might be £2 a week, actually. And he ends up finding an Anglo-Saxon boat with loads of treasure. And it's based on a true story. And it's pretty good. It's very light, you know, there's no real great humor in it. And it's a very serious film, should I say.
Okay.
It's quite good. It's worth a watch if anybody wants to watch it. It's got a 7 out of 10, I think, on IMDb. So it's I thought it was is good. It's just a nice biography type film. So there we go. That's that. And I watched another one called Trial by Fire. Now I'm going to Google who this is about, actually, because I forgot his name.
Okay.
It was a while ago, but it was about this guy who he was a bit of a down and out, a bit of a drunk. And didn't really look after his look after himself too much, and he's got I think it's 3 or 4 kids, and he ended up. It starts off that he's got 3 children, and he got accused of triple murder for killing, leaving his children and killing them in a fire. Sorry, he purposely set fire to his house and killed his 3 children, and his name was Cameron Todd Willingham, and it witnesses just saw him coming out of the house and having a bit of a shout and a rant about his daughters still being in the house, and they thought it was just all for show. They thought he'd purposely set the thing on fire and killing his daughters. And it's about his time on death row. And somebody somebody going to speak to him, visit him. And try and understand his story. He changes a lot when he's in prison. And I don't want to spoil what happens. I mean, if you Google it, it'll soon tell you what happened about him.
Okay.
But it's good. It's definitely worth a watch. And that's on Netflix as well. That's got a 7 out of 10. But again, that's
Trial by Fire.
Yeah, that's almost like a biography type film as well.
Okay. Now, and is based on a true story or no?
Yeah. Some true story.
Okay. All right. Just double checking. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this one isn't based on a true story at all. I watched it again on Netflix. It's called Behind Her Eyes. I think it's got.
Oh, I've seen the. I've seen this on the front page. Yeah.
There's about 7 or 8 episodes or something. I can't remember now. Do you know what? Okay. We just ended up binge watching it over 2 nights.
Yeah,
and
looks interesting. I've got it on my watch list.
Oh God, it's really really good. It's got an amazing twist. And it's really 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 good. It's just how could I? Do you know what? I need to just Google it just to explain what the story is about. But it first starts with this woman who sleepwalks a lot, and she ends up she's working at a surgery, and she ends up meeting a new doctor that starts at the surgery, and his wife seems very, 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 very strange. And anyway, the doctor and the woman who I first spoke about, they ended up having this bit of a fling, and there's this thing, when they got together, there was this like real funny noise going on around them, and it was just like, what's all that about? And it really unfolds after about, I think it's the 3rd or 4th episode, and it's like, wow,
like supernatural type things.
Yeah.
It is kind of spiritual,
all right. Supernatural, and she does a lot of sleepwalking. The woman who works in the surgery, and the wife of the doctor ends up bringing out some inner power that she's got, and it's about controlling where she goes in her dreams. And it's really, really good. It's really worth a watch.
So, Behind Her Eyes, I like it.
Yeah, the trailer looks really good. I've got like I said, I've got this on my list to do.
Definitely worth a watch.
Okay,
another film I watched with is it Edris or Idris Elba from is it Idris Elba from
sure.
Luther. It's called No Good Deed, and someone who gets arrested for killing. No, who does he kill? I can't remember now. He kills like 3 or 4 people or something like that. Gets arrested, put into prison, sentenced for however many years. He gets an appeal on his 5th year, and he ends up escaping out of prison because his appeal got refused by judges, and he ends up escaping, and he it's just about his little journey on his life on the run. I wouldn't say it's like scary or anything. I mean, it's just
adventurous.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, what's he gonna do now, and how is he gonna get around this? And he is He's batshit crazy. Really, really good. He acts really well, and he's, as always, he's a brilliant actor. And it's Idris Elba, isn't he?
Yeah.
he's just really, really good in it. And I think, the ending was kind of predictable, but it's still worth your time. I think it's a good watch.
Okay. All right.
The last one that I watched was a film called News of the World, and it's my hero, Tom Hanks. I didn't know what to expect of this.
And?
It's a story. I can't really...
A ringing endorsement right there. It's a story.
It's a good story, and it's acted well. The setting and everything that they've done for the period of time. Yeah. It's 1800s, and it's really, really good, but it's just a story, and there's nothing like, when you watch Saving Private Ryan, and you're like, I could watch that film every single day and Castaway. Well,
it had big epic moments to it, and it sounds like this doesn't have that.
No, it's just, he's just someone who reads the news in different towns, and he goes on his travels, and then I think he lives in Los Angeles, or what it was around that time. But he just goes on his travels, and he just reads newspapers to groups of people that just can't read. And that's how that's his bread and butter. That's how he earns his money. And he comes across a girl who has been orphaned twice. She was with a Dutch family to start with, and she was with, she was with a Dutch family to start with, then a Red Indian family, and she can't speak a dot of English at all. And he has to try and get her to, he tries to get her to someone who is known to be her family. And it's just that journey. So of taking this girl, and it's all right. It's like I say, it's Tom Hanks. He's ace.
He is good.
But
yeah, I'm not happy that he has, or the studios that he has been contracted with have gone into this like exclusivity deal with Apple.
Yeah.
I want to see that movie where he was the captain on the destroyer.
Yeah,
I have heard it's good.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's various means of accessing that somehow, Greg.
Yeah, I'm sure there might be. Yeah. Anyway,
so that's News of the World, and then apart from that, OBS is really doing my head in. I don't know whether it's because of like updates since I've last used it.
You sent me a message and I never responded, did I?
Yeah, I asked my technical support. Sorry. He let me down.
Completely. I've just had a busy week.
In fairness, with COVID-19, technical support has been a bit spotty.
Yeah.
But
I'm paying fat stacks for it. This is a thing.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Right. So, Mark, get your head back into the game.
Yeah. This time the chat
I just replied now to him.
It's probably Tommy.
Sorry, I forgot.
It's the sound. For some reason it's got a delay, a 2 second delay, and I've gone into all the sound settings. I've tried to put the delays. It's a second delay, and is it so many milliseconds you have to? Yeah.
You know the problem is, Pete. You probably asked Robin to help you out with OBS.
Oh no, I would never ask Robin for help on that.
Yeah, they naturally come with an echo with Robin. OBS has a natural delay built into it. There's a sort of like a short, like 300 millisecond delay in OBS with Elgato, even with a video stream.
It's just bonkers. And the thing is, when I'm talking about it long enough now, but I've been talking for too long. When I'm trying to put my Xbox onto OBS, and then, if I play something like Channel 4, the Channel 4 catch-up player or anything through it, it won't let me... It keeps on turning off.
Yeah, it will do, yes. It's called HDCP. It's copyright protection. PlayStation will do it as well.
You can disable that on the PlayStation, can't you?
Yeah, but only for games. Any video content you can't.
Shit.
So, yeah, you can't stream another live TV broadcast or a pre-recorded broadcast. So he's just
without the express given percent, you know, the express consent of the National Football League. That's usually what I end up having to deal with. Just saying.
That's why
not, you can't not even clips neither.
No,
not even short clips.
They don't want you to make money off them, Pete.
No.
Yeah. Sorry.
You can get away with YouTube.
You can stream via your OBS because that's how we do the game footage. Yeah. But yeah, any sort of like Channel 4 or ITV Hub or BBC iPlayer, you've no chance of streaming that. It has a HDCP signal in it and it blocks it on the Elgato. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. Anyway, so that's me.
Okay. All right. Well, that was a busy week of some good TV and some not so good TV. Mark. Yeah. You have been busy with work, I know.
Yeah, work's been busy again. Our tie fitter came back off his 10 days isolation on Thursday, so we're back to full capacity again. We've had a lot of windy weather the past few days here in the UK, and one of our signs on the outside of a building just ripped off a wall and shattered into pieces, a bit of plastic signage for the MOTs.
Wow.
So on Saturday afternoon, I was up a ladder, drilling the wall, putting, because it was just stuck on before, so I was drilling and plugging and screwing on this new sign. One of the other lads was just getting ready to pass me the sign to put it up. A massive gust of wind came, took it out of his hand, it flew across the car park and hit another lad right in the face and cut his bottom lip and broke my new sign. So that was... It was funny, apart from the lad who it hit. He didn't find it funny.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure he did not.
Yeah, and that's him who's just come back as well. So, yeah. Really busy at work. But I've been working today as well. But I've finished now for a week. Yeah. I'm on holiday for 7 days, so I'm not back now on next Monday. So just relax. Right. Catch up. I've got my lad's car to do. I've got some work to do on that. A bit of DIY in the house, got kitchen floor to sort out, rip up some tiles and lay some carpet. But apart from that, I'm just planning on doing some gaming and some chill out time, some quality time with Jenny for her birthday week. We've been watching, I think I mentioned it last time I was on, last week. We've started watching Homeland, season one.
Yes.
Because Robin says, you're watching season 8, it's great, isn't it? And I went, no, we're on season one, Robin. And he went, But yeah, see, oh my God, we finished season one now. Oh, it's so good. Why I haven't seen this before, I don't know.
So I have not watched it either.
All right. So
I've heard good things.
Yeah, so the premise is it's about the CIA. This one agent in particular, this woman called Claire, she's actually bipolar but hasn't disclosed it to the CIA because she knows that she'll be out of a job. So she's trying to hide that. She's taking medication and things escalate and it's
Is she so the good. Same woman from the oh God, now I can't think of the name of the movie. The one that was basically the hunt for Osama bin Laden.
I don't know. She's called Claire Danes, the actress. So
Claire Danes. I have to look her up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, but yeah, she's really good in this. She's been in My So-Called Life, Homeland, Romeo and Juliet, and The Hours. On quick IMDb search, so I don't know, but yeah, it's also got a British actor who's playing an American. This Damian Lewis, a fellow ginger. So yeah, and he does a good American accent, and he's a POW in Iraq who's been rescued after 8 years in captivity. So it all unfolds about that. We're on season two now, and it's still continuing that same storyline. And it's getting really juicy now, really meaty. So it's brilliant.
Oh, Mark.
What?
We did not update Twitch to properly say who's on the show this week. Just saying. We've been called out by fellow podcast members that are not actually on the podcast.
Are we? What?
Yeah. Robin and Kim have both pointed out that it says that Mark, Kim, and Robin are on the show this evening doing stuff.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Hang on.
We can handle that.
Yeah, our response to that is fuck off.
I've put an extra two.
I'll do with an echo.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, it's all good. No, we're allowed a little slip up. We're here, man. We're doing it live.
I thought I'd put Greg, Pete, and Mark.
I'll
update it again.
I have nothing to say other than. I know. They jump on.
If it had been here, I was
going to probably. Exactly. Started, yeah. They could have been here. But no. Anyway, all right. So Homeland, it's good.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. Like I say, I have not seen this before. I don't know. So yeah, we've got another 6.5 seasons to go out. So there's plenty of TV gold for me and Jenny to watch there.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah, that's about it really for me this week.
Okay. Well, let's see. Things to talk about. So just going back to last week, I was coming around the mountain, listening to the podcast, trying to listen to the podcast as we were driving through the mountains, not exactly ideal internet connection. So I was getting bits and pieces of the podcast, and then it would like go dark for a little bit and then it would come back. But the net of that trip was I bought a $23 cup of coffee at the blackjack table. And basically I say that because I lost $23 at the blackjack table, but I got a free cup of coffee. Oh, so basically I paid $23 to get a cup of coffee. However, at one point it was $95. So the good news is I made a really good comeback and then I decided to cut my losses at $23. But I love playing blackjack. There's just something about being at a table, being with other people that are in a good mood. So this is one of those things where blackjack is a very social game. So when you get to the table, usually there's six spots. I like to play third base. And I don't know how familiar you guys are playing blackjack. Are you familiar with blackjack? Yeah, Not so much.
Yeah.
Ish.
Okay. So if you think about, you have the dealer on one side and then it's like a half moon table, right?
Yeah.
And starting from the dealer's left to right, the dealer always deals cards left to right. So the first person on the very far left is going to get the cards first, and then it goes around the table. So they call the very first person first base. And if you think about it, kind of like a baseball diamond, then the last place on the table is called third base. And third base, oftentimes people look at the person playing third base, there's pressure because you're the last person to take a card.
Yeah.
You might take the dealer's bust card.
Yeah.
But the benefit of playing third base is you get to see all the other cards coming at you.
Yeah.
So you can see how many 10 cards get turned over. You can see, so needless to say, I was playing third base, but we're at a $5 table. So a $5 table is what I consider a beginner table. The maximum bet's $500, minimum bet's $5. That's where you're going to get a lot of, new players, but they're fun players because they're having a good time. They're coming, they're playing blackjack for the first time often, or they're just out there having a good time. They're not serious. They're not high stakes gambling, but you'll get people that come to these tables that are more experienced players. They are putting up bigger bets, and they get so bent out of shape. And so at one point, I had 16, the dealer was showing a 10 card, and just in my heart of hearts, I knew he had 20. And so normally I stay on a 16. I'll just ride it out. I stay. But this time I took the hit and, I ended up getting, I think I got an 8. And so it busted me, but it also would have potentially been a bust card to the dealer. And so because I didn't take the dealer's bust card, the dealer made their hand and it killed the whole table. And this person was just so angry. She was just like, he took the dealer's bus card, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, shut the fuck up. Well, you know what? If you are that concerned about this table, the gambling at a $5 table, I'm just saying you're at the wrong table. Go to a $15 hand table. Go to a $20 hand table. That's where you can have more, more nuanced play. But, at a $5 table, you're going to get a lot of beginner people. You can't yell at them just because they did what they were supposed to do, which by all means, my play was the right play. But it just didn't work out. It's gambling. It's what happens.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have been watching some shows. So I watched a show called Escape to the Chateau. So I love DIY shows, you know, home fixing shows, fixer upper, first time flippers, things like that. So this show was recommended to us. It's about this English couple. They're somewhere out in the UK. They bought a 45 room mansion and they're basically updating it, like kind of one room, one section at a time. I'm just saying, there's no way in hell I would ever do something like that. I think their ultimate goal is they're going to build a bed and breakfast. But, I mean, that's not just a little job. That's like a lifetime, practically, especially because they're really pretty much doing it themselves. I don't get how – no. Uh-uh. I need something that's a little more easily attainable. 45 – and because it was all run down. It was like there's nothing about this place that was like modernized or updated. I mean, you're talking they had to actually rerun plumbing all the way up through like four stories to all the different rooms. It was just like insane. And I'm just like, maybe if you had a general contractor's license, I suppose, but I would not try and take this on to save my life. But it's interesting to say the least. If you ever want to check it out, Escape to the Chateau. The movie I can recommend, and I saw Joe Rogan on Twitter was tweeting about this the other day, and I was like, okay. And he said this movie, I Care a Lot. So it's on Netflix. It just came out. I Care a Lot. Insanely good movie. I did not know what to expect coming into it. It has a little bit of comedy to it, a lot of drama. It is very much an anti-hero movie. I do not like the main character of this movie at all.
I like the actress. I've seen her in a few.
Yes.
Things.
Yeah. She's great.
Rosamund Pike. Yep.
And Pike, also yeah. Peter Dinklage is in this movie. And he's fantastic. Great movie. I don't want to spoil anything. I would just say the end of this movie was extremely satisfying to me, but had a couple good twists to it that I didn't see coming. And I just could say without a doubt, if you are in the mood for something that is going to have some funny moments to it, but just a good kind of, I don't want to call it a whodunit, again, I don't want to give anything away. Watch this movie. I Care a Lot. But don't come away – don't expect to feel good. That's probably the best thing I can say about this movie, which is a weird thing to say. I watched this movie and the entire time, there's not a lot of moments where I was like, I like what I'm seeing and hearing. It kind of frustrated me a lot of times. But that's actually on purpose. And I feel like they really do a good job of putting you in the moment with this person that you honestly, she's despicable. The main character, I do not like her. And what she does, she is, she's conniving. She is getting away with things that you just feel like this can't possibly be allowed. But the scariest thing I think for me was, even though this is a work of fiction, you kind of look at it and you're like, going, man, does this really happen? I could totally see this actually happening. So anyway, good movie, really recommend it. I Care a Lot. Go out, check it out. It's on Netflix. It's good stuff. Just continuing on my book series, I've gone into book two of Ruins of the Galaxy. Galactic Breach is book number two. Again, this is very kind of Star Wars-esque type sci-fi audiobook. R.C. Bray, again, the narrator, love his work. He's great at just pulling in a lot of different sounding type of voices to his stories. So it gives it, kind of almost a play-like feel. Just enjoying it very much so. So I can recommend that. And then my last question, this is actually a debate to have. Cold pizza, yay or nay? What do you say?
I prefer it warmed up. I can eat it, a push, but I do actually... I don't mind day after pizza, but I always warm it up for 5 minutes in the oven.
Oh, man. Come on. There's nothing better, right, than, like, getting blind drunk, getting a pizza that you can't even remember getting, and then wake up the next morning and there's a box with still half of the pizza in there, and you're just like, okay, I just need to take a bite of that. And then you just finish the rest of the pizza just because it tastes so glorious.
I'm with you. I'm a cold pizza fan. My wife hates cold pizza.
And
like this morning, so we got pizza Friday night. We had leftover just sitting in the fridge, and I sat there, and this morning I had a cup of coffee, and I looked in the fridge, and I was like, I'm having a piece of pizza.
Oh, yeah. At fridge temperature. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Room temperature is bad enough, but
it was just cold. Yeah, no, I'm like breaking it off. The cheese is all like hard.
Oh, no.
It just snaps off.
No, cheese has got to be melted, man. It's got to be warm.
No, it's glorious. And there's a crispiness, it's a weird crispiness that happens to the cold pizza. Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
And it's even better when you've got a stuffed crust with cheese pizza. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yep. With you there. So, all right, there you go. I believe the vote has been cast 2-3. Cold pizza wins.
2-3. Well, there's only three of us.
I know. Two of us have voted for.
2-1. No, well,
2-1. Yes. Yes. 2-1. All right. Let us move on. Let's talk about some video games. After all, we are a video game podcast.
Are we? Right.
We are.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
All right, Pete. Why don't we run through real quickly the monthly freebies that we pay for? Because I think we had some updates. I think Stadia got updated.
Epic
Games.
And plus the Xbox Games with Gold, in 2 days' time, there's a bit of a changeover, isn't there?
Exactly. So we could just refresh people's memories.
All right, let's go. Xbox One and 360 and X and S, right. Dandara, Trials of Fear Edition. That's available up until March 15th. So we've not got long for that one.
You've got a day.
It's just you could play it tomorrow, Mark, on your day off. Warface. Warface. Warface Breakout. That's available until...
I'm assuming that's a single player. I can think of. Because I'm like, Warface is free to play, isn't it? So it's like, I don't understand. I don't understand. Anyway, sorry.
Vicious Attack, Llama Apocalypse.
Possibly game of the year.
I need to play that. It's available from March 16th to April 15th. Metal Slug 3, that's only available until tomorrow. Port Royale 3, available from March 16th to the 31st. PlayStation, Final Fantasy 7 Remake, Maquette, Remnant from the Ashes, Farpoint VR. So that's your PlayStation Plus. Twitch Prime Games, Blasphemous, Boomerang Fu, Bomber Crew Deluxe, Skydrift, and Tengami, is it?
That sounds about right.
Stadia Pro. Does anybody care about this, really? Come on.
I don't think so, but go ahead.
Let's go. Pixel Junk Raiders, Pac-Man Mega Tunnel Battle, AVIC 11 Invexa. What's that?
No clue.
No idea.
No. And Reigns. And then we've got a couple of games for the Epic Game Store, and that's Surviving Mars. I'm sure Phil would be on that if he didn't already have it.
It's a
philism
game. Yep.
And that's available up until March 18th. And The Fall, which is available from March 18th to the 25th. Well, that's pretty much all of them.
Okay, there we go. I appreciate that. And yeah, Stadia Pro, that could also... This is why Stadia Pro is struggling. Those are crap games. Anyway, okay, let's talk about what we have been playing. Pete... Anything other than chess?
No.
Okay.
So we move on to Mark.
We're going to move on, Pete. We're going to move on because I don't think there's anything to update here other than the fact that you've played chess. But I don't even know that Mark has much to update either. Because
I were hoping Pete was going to talk hours on chess because I've just played a couple of hours of Assassin's Creed Valhalla. So I've nothing new, really, just plodding on with the missions. I've not really done anything different.
But can we talk about this a little bit?
Yeah,
What are you thinking on this game? What's your overall opinion? How many hours you put in? What are you doing?
I'm 95 hours in now.
Okay.
I can't remember what level I am. Something like 360 something. I've only got three more alliances left to do, and I've done the whole of England. I'm currently doing Jorvik, and then I've got two down in sort of like the southwest. To do. And then I think we'll finish the main story then.
I was just going to point out, though, Mark, even though you all have only played this one game and Pete has played chess, and of course I do have a few games to talk about, but this actually is probably the best game out of the lot.
It's a superb game. I love it. Yeah,
it is a fantastic game.
I'm a huge Assassin's Creed fan anyway, but this is by far the best out of all the newer RPG versions. Like Odyssey was great. I loved Odyssey, but this trumps it. I love it. It's just the setting, the atmosphere, the characters. Just being a Viking, you feel badass.
Yeah.
And there's loads of different weapons, and I've just started, and I don't know why I've not used it before, but I've started using the flail, which is like a metal stick with a chain with like a ball with metal spikes on.
Yeah.
I started using that. Oh my God, it's brutal. It's brilliant. And some of the kill animations are fantastic. And it's so much quicker as well. Like, the small hand axes are quick when you're in battle. The long Dane axe is quite slow, but does a lot of damage.
Right.
But the flail, it's so rapid and it doesn't use much stamina. You're like, whew, 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 whew. Just fucking hack them to pieces, man. It's superb. There's fucking arms and legs flying everywhere.
How many alliances have you got on the map already?
I've got to have about six or seven, at least.
All right. Because they keep adding them.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that, like, all right, I'm towards the end of the game now. So,
oh, is there more?
Well, this is it, right? I've unlocked
that river raid thing.
Yeah, that's good.
I've not done it yet.
That was just an extra to the game,
optional,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think it's anything you unlock. I think that's something that's just been added game as an extra.
Yeah.
But the alliances, when I completed like the first five, I was like, oh, they've added another three. So when you look at the map, any area that you see, like Shropshire and Jorvik and all the other areas, Sussex, and if it hasn't got a crow. Whatever it is, a little statue on it, then you'll potentially get one of those as part of the main story, I think.
Yeah, I think there's another two or three counties which are just blank, and I just presumed there were sort of like blank areas of a map. I've still got a long way to go then.
Yeah, I think you'll get missions on those because I've completed Jorvik, this story, right? This game, you can either play it, stick it on and procrastinate on it for fuck knows how long, just fishing and just walking around and killing shit, or like just fetching, finding treasure or unlocking mysteries or finding artifacts, or you could just play the story, which is meaty anyway. Every alliance that you do is about three or four missions within that alliance, and it takes up a good hour and 30 minutes.
Well, it takes longer for me because, like you just said, I get sidetracked. I'll be following the waypoint with a map. And I'll see these little dots. I'll see the gold dots and the mystery event dots. And I'll think, ooh, I'm just going to sidetrack to that. And then an hour later, I'm thinking, oh, shit, I was supposed to do this. But yeah, there's so much to do. It's so good. And it runs so good on the X.
I'm 130 hours in now.
Right, wow.
I feel like I just don't want to stop. I don't want to stop until I've got every piece of treasure.
Well, I don't know how you guys do it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's too much.
No. Well, if you love it, it isn't. Now, Wildlands, Ghost Recon Wildlands. I love the Ghost Recon series. I'm a massive Ubisoft fan. Wildlands. By the time I was getting near the end of that, I was ready for it being done. I was telling you guys on the podcast, it's too long. 80 hours in on that game to finish it was too much. this, like Pete says, he's got 130 hours. I'm 95 in. I'm nowhere near the end of it yet, and I'm not bored of it one bit. Every spare time I've got, I'm playing it because it's such a rich environment. It's just there's so much to do.
How you guys do it?
I've got that far right in the campaign there. Right, I kind of worked out possibly what the end could be. Right, so. I started googling a few things about the game. I'm not going to spoil anything. So I started to Google a few things about the game and just put in a few, just to get a few hints about some things. And then I started googling a little bit about the characters, and then it come up and told me what the end was, or what I predicted it to be.
Yeah,
I'm like, right. No, oh shit, I'm stuck 130 hours in a game, and the fucking Google thing has just slapped the answer right in my face. I'm like, you bastard. But I was suspicious about what the end would be, and I thought this would be it, and I was right.
I've got a few ideas, but yeah, I don't want to know. But yeah, I've got a few ideas where it's going.
Spoiler:
Yeah,
you play a Viking.
Yeah.
All right. So the pillaging continues with Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Pillaging continues.
I do come back into it every once in a while, but not nearly as consistent as the two of you guys. You guys are absolutely on it. All right. So I guess that leaves me. So I actually shifted off of Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I wanted to dabble in some other games, although oddly kind of similar in that I was looking for something that had a little bit of piratiness to it, some shipping, some ship combat. So I saw Greedfall was available on
it's on Game Pass now, yeah.
And this is a game that I had some interest in a while back ago, and so I was like, you know what, I'll give it a shot. Why not? So downloaded Greedfall, fired it up. excuse me. So one of my biggest complaints with I think B-tier games, if you will, is oftentimes they try and throw a lot at you quickly. Like Assassin's Creed Valhalla, there's a lot to this game.
Yeah.
Greedfall has very similar mechanics to it. Crafting, yeah. Abilities, that you level up. But I feel like the tutorial and how they kind of bring you into it is rushed. All it's right. Not as well laid out.
That's what I like about the Ubisoft games, because like the latest Assassin's Creed, you can be playing for 2 hours and it'll keep introducing, and then 2 hours later, the titles will come up and you're thinking, what the fuck? I haven't even started the game yet.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, if this throws too much at you in one go, it's going to confuse the hell out of you. I found that with Cyberpunk. I found it overwhelming.
Yeah. It has some of that overwhelming feel. Surprisingly good voice acting. I was actually really surprised the beginning of the game and most of the early elements I played, all very well voice acted, which you don't expect usually from these kinds of games. Mm. The thing that probably keeps me from coming back into this game and playing it more, though, is the camera. The camera is a bit – it's fiddly. Talk about fiddling with the back end from a couple episodes back. And it is. It's just wonky. So you feel like you're fighting the camera a lot, and it's important because of the combat and the way the combat plays in this game. It's a third-person combat game. It is an RPG, but it's not a turn-based RPG, so it's all live action.
Yeah.
And the combat itself isn't great.
The character animations looks quite rigid and structured as well. There's no flow or fluidity like a lot of modern games, is it?
Yeah. Agreed. And defending yourself actually is the most challenging component to it. Because of that, the camera-ness not being as smooth, it's actually difficult to kind of figure out where you want to go to try and avoid hits.
Yeah.
So it kind of got me off the game. And then I saw Pillars of Eternity 2, Deadfire, was also available. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I should give this a shot. Because I know
the first game was great, isn't it?
the first game was also a live action RPG, if you will, whereas Pillars of Eternity 2 gave you the option to do either live action or turn-based combat. And I thought, you know what? I'll try the turn-based combat out. Maybe it's a little XCOM-like or some of the other Wasteland games that I've enjoyed. So I was like, all right, let me try that out. I did not get on with this.
It looks very old school, does this? It looks old school PC RPG, doesn't it?
It looks like a posh Monkey's Island.
It is a posh Monkey's Island. The combat in particular, I just did not find. I never got on with it. It's possible I missed some of the tutorial stuff within this. But again, this kind of goes back to my issues of tutorials and kind of easing you into games. I don't think they did a good job of that, and I put a good 4 or 5 hours into this game, and I still never felt like I had a good understanding of the combat systems. I finally got tired of that, and I saw, and this is part of our news section, but Wolfenstein Youngblood was available on Game Pass, and this was a game that I had actually purposely kind of stayed away from because it was co-op based Wolfenstein game. It was about the daughters, and I was I don't know that I want to buy this game. Well,
yeah,
it came to Game Pass.
That's right.
I've
played this, and I've heard a few people say they didn't enjoy it, but they played it solo. I played the whole game in co-op with my nephew, and we loved it. It's great in co-op. So if you
I've been playing it.
I can join in with you.
Yeah, I've been playing it solo. So far, so good. I've been enjoying it.
Yeah. Some good weapons and that, and it's good gunplay.
It's just
it's your classic Wolfenstein.
It is. It, you know, there's some differences to it. Obviously, you have some different kind of mechanics. I feel like come into this a little bit.
Opening the doors and that with two characters.
Right. But also, you kind of come into this a little bit more superpowered from the get-go.
Yeah.
As opposed to in the previous Wolfenstein games, they always kind of find a way of making you kind of lose everything and have to kind of rebuild yourself back up. Yeah. Whereas this, from the get-go, you have these special suits on that give
you
some
level
powers.
Up. You can upgrade
you do,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you do level them up further, but you start from a position of power, if you will. But just great. Been enjoying it.
There's good banter between the two sisters, isn't there?
There's a great banter between them. They remind you very much, though, of just like, you know, redneck hillbillies to a certain degree. But it's good stuff. So enjoying that and definitely can give this as a recommend to download. Check it out, especially if you have Game Pass. You've got nothing to lose. Give it a play. And it can be played in co-op or solo. And the way you do solo, because it basically gives you the impression that from the get-go it's a co-op only game, because it basically says you either host a game or you can join a game. And so initially I thought, oh, well, it's going to force me into co-op. But once you go in to say you want to host a game or continue hosting a game, if you're going to continue your game on, it then gives you the option of setting who can join your game.
Yeah.
And one of the settings is, one of the settings is offline solo.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, it's not going to force your hand in any way. But yeah, good stuff. And I think Big Smooth has been in the chat, by the way. A shout out to him. I think he was asking if it was local co-op. No, I don't believe so. It's online co-op only. Yeah.
Yeah, I just looked that up. It didn't look
blokey. Yeah, not a lot of games these days do local co-op. You don't have, and I think it's partly because the whole split screen, that takes a lot of processing power to manage that on screen. So just don't see it a lot, especially in some of the higher end games. So
I've never played a Wolfenstein.
You've never played a Wolfenstein?
Oh, they're on Game Pass. Get them played. They're so good. Blood is a classic.
Start with Old Blood.
Yeah.
Are they large games or...
I'd say 20 hours.
Yeah.
Old Blood's a bit shorter because it's more of a prequel, I think. And then there's the what was one after that? New Order, wasn't it, Greg?
Yeah, New Order. Yeah, there's Old Blood.
New Order.
And Colossus.
Which one should I start with?
Old Blood.
Old Blood.
Old Blood. And then play New Order. Yeah, and then there's the one after that is the Colossus one. I still haven't played that myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. BJ Blazkowicz or whatever his name is. I'll have a look then. So good. So good. Yeah. I don't want to spoil it for you.
There's a bit
with an old guy in the trunk of a car and a body. Do you remember that, Greg?
Yes.
With a shotgun. Oh, man. Yes. That's so good.
Yeah. It is a surprisingly kind of story cinematic game. I did not expect it to be as much because the actual original Wolfenstein games were very straightforward. There was story to it, but you know, you didn't have any cutscenes or anything like that to the original. And then when they redid it, it surprisingly has cutscenes and character development that you don't expect. So yeah, recommend it. Absolutely, get on it. Anyway, so that's it. That's for me, games that I have played. Mark.
Yes.
No news quiz, correct?
No, because I wasn't planning on being on tonight. It was like a bit of a last minute thing. I just wanted to make sure I do one every 2 weeks. So yeah, I've not even done the Need for Speed stuff neither this week, so I'm gonna leave it another week.
You are forgiven. Thank you very much. We really the reality here is we just wanted to disappoint Big Smooth since he likes the news quiz.
Yeah.
Or the quizzes you've been doing. Therefore,
I could
do
an impromptu quiz. Greg, what podcast got you into podcasting and was created years ago by some guys in Canada?
Oh yeah. It was. I was going to say the video game jocks just to piss off Big Smooth, but no, it was the Couch Mercenaries.
Couch Mercenaries. Oh, I miss him, guys, so much. That was so good. I was saying in the chat to Big Smooth, he needs to get on our show more often as a guest, doesn't he? It'd be great to hear him back on a regular podcast. Hint, hint.
Yep. So. Yeah, come on, JF. That's actually the trivia there. It was what is Big Smooth's real name?
Yeah.
JF Groton.
Yeah.
I always say it that way. It's horribly done, I know. Say nothing.
Well, I'm inviting you back right now. He said he was never invited back, Greg. How harsh of you. That's so cool.
Well,
I'm inviting you now.
He's fucking Canadian. I'm just saying. you think a ginger is bad.
I was just going to say that's worse than saying... Like,
bring one of those socialist Canadian boys up. It's horrible. Anyway.
You need to live under a bunker soon, you are. You know?
I know. I already do, just for the record. No, we'll get JF on one of these days. We'll have to figure that out. That would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be fun. All right. So we don't have any Need for Speed challenge updates because Mark is lazy.
It's been around for 2 weeks. So, yeah, you got another week to work to keep at it. I know Martin Chesworth's posted another update today in the WhatsApp group, and he said he's had that many attempts that he's done with it, but people have still got another week to keep going at it.
All right. Okay. Well, I think this just makes us transition right into the news.
Here is the fucking news.
All right. Because Big Smooth is in our chat, I'm going to start with the Sony news. We often get, opportunities to talk about PlayStation 5. So I just wanted to bring this this very positive piece of news to the forefront. And that is that Astro's Playroom soundtrack is hitting streaming services this weekend. So if you are in love with Astro's Playroom's soundtrack, you can download that to Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, and Tidal. I don't even know what Tidal is, but apparently that's something. And you can even buy it if you want for $11 on Apple Music and Amazon Music. So you can listen to it at your leisure whenever you just feel the need to hear Astro's Playroom music. It's one of the only news that there was not a lot of news for Sony side this week. I'm sorry. It just wasn't. We do have an update though. Actually, Mark, you brought this to our attention.
Yeah. I got an email today from Sony, saying that there's important changes to the PlayStation communities on the PS4 console. And from the beginning of April, 2021, the feature is no longer going to be supported and available on the PS4 console. And I thought that was a bit of a fucking stab in the back of all the loyal Sony PlayStation users, because there's millions of PS4s out there, and they've taken away the community's function on there already. So we haven't given it that long. Now, I didn't know this, but John Mouse was telling me earlier that they'd stopped allowing you to create new communities quite a while ago. I think it might have been Sarah, actually, RCGC. Yeah. But, yeah, I didn't even know they'd done that. But fancy taking away features soon.
I think this is the difference of how Sony and Microsoft approach generations, or at least for this generation. Yeah. You know, the Microsoft approach very much has been, I mean, even from the UI, the dashboard UI, it's all the same. It's, you know, there's differences of hardware.
Yeah,
but they're kind of continuing the ecosystem. Sony, and this has very much been Sony's footprint forever, is they've been very much about pushing you into the new ecosystem, which is tied to new hardware. And so I think this is just another step in that kind of push.
When the PS4 came out, I don't remember them killing off PS3 apps so quickly. It's only been four months, five months?
Yeah, but I don't think, to be fair, that there were a ton of like PS3 apps to kill off. No. I think the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One really brought in apps and additional things you could do on the consoles. So there may not, you know, there just may not have been as much need to kind of stop services on that.
Yeah.
The hardware was different. So, you know, there was already kind of that push of if you want PS4 games, you had to play them on a PS4 because they didn't, you know, PS3 was such different architecture. There wasn't that crossover.
Yeah.
Here, with PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5, the hardware isn't as different. You know, there is this ability to have
everything.
But Sony definitely is. You know, they've pushed to get people into hardware.
I mean, the thing that really annoys me about this is you can't even get out there and buy a PS5.
Not in the UK,
Like you could. No, like you could. You know. Buy a bloody bag of sweets. It's not you have to bust your balls to try and get a PS5, and to disable this feature, I think, is just a liberty. I don't agree with it at all.
In a year's time, like maybe in November on the anniversary of the PS5 being launched. Yeah, but
yeah, so I think that's fair enough. Yeah, I think that's a joke. I'm not even a big PlayStation console fan anyway. I mean, I've got a PS4 and I barely use it I don't even use it as a DVD player, but you know, a friend of mine has bought a PS5. I was talking about this earlier, and all he's used it for at the minute is playing PUBG, and he says, well, it renders really fast and it looks good, it plays well, it's really smooth, and he's only used it for that. And and I think if they'd have bought out a ton of games that have really established themselves in the market with a decent console that's got, you know, some great games that ties it to it, then fine. But to just, you know, to start doing this now, I just think it's a piss take. I do. So I'm glad that I'm not in that mix.
I think this goes back to actually one of the critiques that Big Smooth had brought to the table in one of his emails, which was, you know, we're being maybe a little bit easy on these console makers that, you know, they really, if you think about the launches of these games, it was remakes, it was games that already had come out that were getting kind of a new sheen.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of new shiny from the actual console makers, which is very different from what we've seen in the past. Now, COVID, I think, absolutely played a part of this. Obviously, Halo Infinite was a disaster in that it got pushed out. And likewise, I think Sony probably had visions of having a bigger rollout for their end. But it just, you know, it's a weird year. It was probably, you know, we could probably make the argument they would have been better off pushing this out another year, so they could have stockpiled more consoles from a manufacturing standpoint, and then just actually had games that made a real difference.
Yeah.
I know you can say Spider-Man Miles Morales, the PS5 upgrade version, looks fantastic, but you could also play that on PlayStation 4. It wasn't like it was exclusive to the console.
No.
It is what it is at this point. I think... hopefully second half of this year, because the first half of the year is very much still the same of there's not a whole lot to play, but hopefully second half of the year we'll actually get some games. Maybe Ratchet and Clank does hit this year. I can't remember if it's been pushed out yet or not. I think it's still on par for this year. We know Halo Infinite is supposed to be coming the latter part of this year as well. So maybe we finally start to get games that really make us feel like and justify the purchase of the console beyond just the performance improvements are nice. But you do want to have those games, right? Yeah. You want to have those games where you're just like, this is why I got my console.
Yeah. Well, there's two games on PS5 which will make me buy a PS5, and that is the new God of War and the new Horizon Zero Dawn game, because those two games were absolutely top-notch on the PS4.
Yeah.
All right, so let's shift gears a little bit. I'm going to start with the less story, if you will, for coming out of the Microsoft camp, because there was quite a bit that came out this past week. But one thing, and I don't think you guys talked about it last week, so I'll talk about it now, which is a new browser is in test right now for the Xbox consoles that would allow you to potentially stream Steam games as well as GeForce Now games through the browser, which is not – you've never been able to do that before. And so this is an interesting development. You know, this kind of opens up the possibility for Xbox console owners to get into other ecosystems above and beyond the Xbox ecosystem.
So you like so if you think PlayStation Now, even though
exactly, all you know, right. this opens the possibility of being able to go to PlayStation
games on your Xbox.
Go to GeForce Now, stream your Epic Game Store games or your Steam games onto the console. So that it's interesting. We'll see how that gets through beta testing, and obviously we'll see if anybody does anything on the back end of their systems to block.
What's the browser called? Is it another version of Edge, or is it a different?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
It's an updated Edge browser for the Xbox One and Series S and X.
Is that for insiders consoles. Then? Insiders.
It's in one of the insider loops. I forgot which ring they call them, rings. Yeah. I think it's the Alpha ring.
Right,
so it's like kind of the most unstable
I opted for the stable one.
I also went that route because I did not want to have a bricked console.
No.
Okay, so the big news this past week, Bethesda officially is bought by Microsoft. It has passed through the EU, it passed through the US Trades Commission, so they are officially purchased and part of the Xbox family. And so they made that big welcoming kind of video and announcement earlier in the week. And then we got a roundtable event on Thursday, I believe it was, where they had Phil Spencer sitting in with basically the heads of Bethesda, as well as kind of introducing all the different studios. It's a pretty cool event. It's a very, you know, it's a roundtable discussion. There wasn't really any announcements made. So anybody thinking that they were going to get announcements, they didn't get that. But they just had this kind of talk for about an hour, talking about the different studios, what they've been doing, and talking about how Bethesda fits into the Microsoft ecosystem. The one thing that did come from that, well, there were some announcements. So let me back that up. They did announce that 20 games would be basically being released to Game Pass.
Formed together. From...
Oops. Sorry. I was just going to get the link for the chat, and I didn't know the sound was on.
No worries. But so it's 20 games that were released to Game Pass. They hit Game Pass basically late Thursday night. So those games, basically Dishonored 1 and 2, pretty much all of the Doom catalog, with the exception of Doom 2016, which I think that's already on Game Pass.
Yeah.
There was Fallout New Vegas, Fallout 4, Fallout 76, Prey, Rage 2. Then from the Elder Scrolls side, you have Morrowind, Oblivion, Skyrim, and Elder Scrolls Online. And then The Evil Within, Wolfenstein, Colossus, or is that New Order? I can't see it from here. Old Blood, and then Wolfenstein New Order. New Blood, not New Order. But those all released out onto Game Pass instantly, and so
And all of these, apart from Elder Scrolls Online and New Vegas, are all on Game Pass PC as well.
Yes. So that news hit. And then Phil Spencer did early on, actually, in the roundtable. The Pete Hines, I believe, asked the question. He said, look, you know, there's this question out in the community about what does this mean? What is Bethesda being part of Microsoft being from an exclusivity standpoint? Phil Spencer was very, you know, I think forthcoming and just said, you know, and this was his quote. This is the next step in building an industry leading first party studio team. A commitment we have to our Xbox community with the addition of the Bethesda creative teams. Gamers should know that Xbox consoles, PC, and Game Pass will be the best place to experience the new Bethesda games, including some new titles in the future that will be exclusive to Xbox and PC players. And he basically said, you know, we're doing this to bring these games and bring in exclusivity. Mm-hmm. We will honor our existing commitments, but that anything really looking towards the future, unless it was already multiplayer or multi-ecosystem games. So think Elder Scrolls Online. They're going to keep that on PlayStation 5 because it's already there. But don't expect Starfield. Don't expect future Bethesda games to come out on any other platform other than a platform that has Game Pass on it. Now, I thought that was an interesting little kind of tidbit. And here's what I say is interesting about that. If Sony came out and said, we're willing to let Game Pass go onto the PlayStation ecosystem, yeah. I don't think Microsoft would have a problem with that. I think they would be totally okay with that.
But that'll never happen.
I don't think it'll ever happen either. But it's definitely kind of a balls in your court kind of comment. But also very, you know, anybody who was like, oh, well, no, they're going to still make most of their games multi-platform. No, they're not. They're not. This is a power move to bring exclusivity to Game Pass. And that's the key is I really think it's exclusivity to Game Pass, not even so much Xbox.
Not Xbox, no, you have a Game Pass.
Game Pass.
Yeah, which is PC as well. TechRadar actually posted something a couple of days ago saying that it's going to be moving on. It's going to be Game Pass exclusive only.
Right.
But
they will still honor the timed exclusive deals that they have with Deathloop and Ghostwire Tokyo. So those will stay PlayStation 5 timed exclusive for, I think, 12 months. And then they'll roll into Game Pass once that's done. The other thing that did get announced, and this was kind of post show, was that they're going to start releasing out the game. The frame rate boost, the FPS boost, as they called it, and it's going to hit five games that are actually coming from Bethesda. So, Elder Scrolls Skyrim. Fallout 4, Fallout 76, Dishonored Definitive Edition, and Prey all are going to be getting the FPS boost add-on uptick, if you will, which basically means that they're going to go up to a 60 frame per second game as opposed to being 30 frames, which they are now. You know, it's not earth-shattering if you ask me because I don't have a problem playing games in 30 frames per second. But a lot of people really prefer 60. And the fact that they're able to do this kind of retroactively to these games without really doing anything to the game code is pretty amazing.
I've never been bothered about the difference between 30 and 60. And all these PC players say, no, I can't play anything less than 60 frames or you're just peasants on console. But having said that, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, when I changed it from resolution to performance mode and went to 60 frames, I noticed a difference, and I don't know if it's the power of the Xbox One Series X or what, but I can't go back now to 30 frames on that game because it's just so smooth and it's so fluid. So yeah, I can see where the PC players are coming from now. So yeah, I think I might be changing into a bit of a PC wanker. I don't know.
You're just a frame rate wanker.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. FRW, that's Mark's nickname now. Pete, are you bothered about frame rates?
No, I'm still playing Assassin's Creed, Xbox One, so it's your 30 frames a second.
It looks great on the Alexa, doesn't it? The One X is such a good machine anyway.
Yeah, I've not played. It really has. Do you know the only thing that's really tempting me to buy a series? I think I'm going to go for a Series S. I am not an X. Yeah. It's really tempting me because of the loading time.
Yeah, the Xbox One X is so fast.
Oh my god! I'm like, sometimes I could have a 3-course meal and it's just it's there.
Yeah.
And then when you've like when you've picked the wrong place on the map, or you just think, I need to go there, and you're like,
yeah, the fast travel.
Oh shit. You got fast travel somewhere else, and it's just like, oh my god!
Pete, I tell you, just going from the dashboard into quick resume in Assassin's Creed Valhalla, you're in the game in between 3 and 5 seconds. You're playing the game. You're not just in the menu. You are playing the game. It's so.
The thing is, I'm wondering whatever hours, 30 hours it was in, and I don't think
60 of them are loading times.
I wish. Do you know what? I wish that I streamed all of that now, all of that gameplay that I've put into that, because I don't know. I just enjoyed it so much. I don't know how much more there's going to be. Maybe I could go for the 200 hours. Who knows? I want to get there. But the frame rates. Going back to it, it's the frame rate's not a thing for me. Even resolution, like as far as like 4K and. I'm still playing on an HD TV that's not great at all, but no, I just want to play the game for what it is. I'm not bothered about graphics and frame rates and all that jazz.
Mark used to say the same thing. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see, Pete. We'll see.
But same with Greg and now Kim saying it as well. Once you get that 4K TV or 4K monitor, you don't want to go back. You do not want to go back at all.
I don't want to part with the money.
Yeah, I know.
Well, they're getting very inexpensive. The TCL TV, which everybody's been raving about, that's like down to like $700. So, I mean, they're coming down in price to where they're almost becoming kind of that.
Yeah.
Why not purchase?
I'd rather spend £600, which that'll probably what that works out to, in the garden or the house to say, instead of turning around and going, well, yeah, I can play games and they look pretty shit up.
And if you've got a perfectly working TV, it's hard to justify replacing it, isn't it? Yeah.
I have to disagree. Pete, by the way, please turn your man card in. I will send you the skirt. I cannot believe you just said I would rather be in the garden and spend the money in the garden.
Spend
the money in the garden. Well, because you're going to be in the garden if you're spending money in the garden. But you'd rather be in the garden than on your new 4K TV. Criminal. Absolutely criminal.
I'm sorry, but no. Plus, there's a log burner that I want to buy, and that's like...
Did you say log burner?
Yeah, like £1,500, I think.
What?
That is.
For a log burner?
Yeah, to buy it and get it fitted, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Send you a box of matches.
Yeah, just use an old fucking metal bin and just drill some holes in it.
Oh, my God. Listen to you,
Pat. While you're out there, sit in front of your log fire, you could be playing Assassin's Creed.
Well, I'm playing it anyway. So screw you, 4K.
I was going to say,
on your 4K monitor, you could have a fireplace with logs on it and watch it in 4K.
I ain't going to get Shell up here, though, watching it for half an hour. She's going to say, no, it's too hot in this loft during the summer, and I don't want to get watching that. And in the winter, it's freezing cold. So
yeah, but that might be a tactical ploy. You can say, oh, well, you'll have to take a layer of clothes off, won't you, Shell? Oh, you'll have to take another layer of clothes off, won't you? Oh, we'll have to get naked.
There is some practicality to what Mark is talking about here.
Well, you've got to think out of the box, Pete.
It's that experience. It's that 10 years you've got on me, you two. I need to learn more.
All right. Let us transition then from the news into some new releases. Pete, again, we're going to just rely on you this last couple legs of the show here. So let's talk about the games calendar, what we can play in the coming week if we decide to pull the trigger on something.
Okay. All right. We've got Kingdoms of Amalur, Re-Reckoning. That's on the Switch, March 16th.
I wonder if Kim will buy that again for the Switch.
Oh my god, I didn't even think about that. She just might.
Monster Energy Supercross. Wow, that sounds really mean. The official video game number 4, and that's available on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and all the rest, even Stadia. And that's out on March 16th. Mundawn, it's available on the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PlayStation 4, 1, Switch, PC. RBI Baseball 21, and that's pretty much available on everything, even your iOS. Samurai Showdown, woo! It's on your Xbox Series X and S, March 16th. Saviors of Sapphire Wings and Stranger of Sword City.
I don't know where they come up with these titles.
Anyway, that's on the Switch and PC, March 16th. Stubbs the Zombie in Rebel Without a Pulse. Is that for real?
Yeah, that's for real.
PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, PC. That's March 16th. Jack Jean is on the Switch, March 18th. Maglum Lord is available on the PlayStation 4 and Switch, March 18th. Marvel's Avengers. Wow. PlayStation 5, Xbox Series, X and S. That's March
18th. Yeah, this is the upgrade version. Yeah.
Yeah. And Plants vs. Zombies, the Battle for Neighborville, that's on the Switch, March 19th. And Root Film is available on PlayStation 4 and Switch, March 19th too. And that's pretty much your new releases for this week.
Excellent. You know, the Switch, there's a ton of games on that device. But unlike, I think, where we saw with the Wii, it was a lot of shovelware, I do feel like they've managed to keep it, for the most part, better. I don't know about Saviors of Sapphire Wings and Stranger of Sword City Revisited.
From Japan.
That's my thinking too.
But yeah, Japan. Kingdoms of Amalur Re-Reckoning, that's a big game as well. So for that to be on the Switch, that's a good catch.
Yep. Imagine. Well, and there's been certain games on the Switch that are actually streaming games. So like Hitman 3, you don't download that to the Switch.
Right.
You play it stream.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So anyway, all right. Victor's achieved. Pete.
Victor's achieved. Well, okay. This is a contest that we run every quarter. And all you need to do is play a video game, complete it. And then when the credits come up, you need a cell phone or a mobile phone, as we call it here. Take yourself a selfie with the credits in the background. And you need a Twitter account then.
Yeah, we do want your face in there.
Yeah, if you mark, it's just your eyeball. But, everybody else, we want your face. You need a Twitter account, and then you can basically just send that to @OCPodcast on Twitter with the hashtag #VictoryAchieved, and you get entered into this contest, and you could win yourself either $20 or £15 in the UK, and that's a gift card on PSN, Xbox Live, or Steam. And yeah, join the fun. So
just why not? You know, it's free money.
Yeah. The latest folk who've completed games, and it's all about the J, the letter J. We've got J's, joysticks, and we've got Justin's. So the people entering this contest for this week is Joystick J, and he completed Hitman 3.
Great game.
He's been raving about the Hitman games. Yeah.
Okay. Joystick John Mouse has completed Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice.
Oh, I can't wait to listen to the joysticks and chill tomorrow to find out what you thought about that, because I love that game.
Well, apparently there's a lot of banter about the Rolex that John Mouse is wearing, so he must be earning some fat stacks from this new podcast.
Yeah. He subtly posted this picture, and he had his Rolex just sitting there shining. Yeah. You know, and it's just like, really? Okay, I see him.
I've not seen that. Well, maybe that's the downside of not having Twitter anymore.
Well, welcome to the club, John Mouse. That's all I can say, because, you know, all of us podcasters have probably got about 3 or 4 now. But yeah, welcome to the Rolex Club.
Yeah. You see the Bentley Continental go with it now, John.
Yeah, one of each colour.
Yeah.
So, Justin, On Your Six. I love that username. I just love that.
It's clever.
On Your Six. Completed. He's going through a bit of a backlog at the minute, but has completed Far Cry 3. So all those three people get entered into the contest, and we'll draw that at the end of the next quarter for someone to win that money. But for now, you'll win this.
Oop.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have won a victory's achieved.
I was too busy trying to find the picture of John Mouse and his Rolex. That's why I missed that.
Oh, well done, Pete. Thank you for that. And he was styling, and you're totally not in the camera shot. There you go.
No, it's the wrong camera for you. It's the wrong camera for you. I've got two webcams, remember. I'm no amateur. I've got two webcams. One for the fans, one for the adoring fans, and a shit one for you guys.
Fantastic. All right. Well, that being said, thanks, everybody, for being part of the podcast. We're going to wrap things up now. So hang out next week. Come back. Come visit us again. We'll be here. Same time, same bat channel. Well, maybe not the same time, depending upon where you live. The whole daylight savings thing. I'm just saying, the U.S., we could do away with it. I think everybody can do away with it. We have technology now. There's these things called portable lights. We don't need to worry about darkness. We can still work. We're all good. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Come find us. Hang out. Let's start some shout outs. So, Pete, why don't you give a shout out and maybe shout out those in the chat.
Yeah, I was going to do that as well anyway. Read your mind. But I'm going to shout out my mom first for putting up with me for 41 years. God bless her. But
I would like to be part of that shout out for putting up with you for the better part of 2 years.
2 years?
I feel like it's been two years.
Has it been that long already? No, it's been longer than that, actually. Has it? Yeah. Oh, I don't know. No, it's been longer than that. Yeah. It's been longer than that.
It feels like forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Shout out to Mom.
You get less for murder, don't you, Greg?
apart from us swanky moderators in the chat, there has been Abbott Costello, Big Smooth 8, Casino Thanks, Commander Root, Electrical Longboard, Misapplying, and WPFID555.
Lord's been in there as well.
Yeah, I saw Lord in there. Lord. As well.
Oh, has Lord been in?
Yeah, he's posted. Yeah.
He snuck in.
Fellow Yorkshireman.
Sneaky devil, Lord.
He's a fellow Yorkshireman. He's from up there, Huddersfield. So.
Right, love. So that's pretty much me, and I'll hand you over to Mr. Annex.
I want to shout out all the mothers. Happy Mother's Day. Without you, we won't be here, literally. big shout out to Judith. I hope your back improves soon. And also for Robin's sanity, really, as well. And a big shout out to Kim. She's had a migraine today. So that's one of the reasons she's not on tonight. As a person who's suffered migraines in the past, I feel for you, Kim. They suck. They are evil. More evil than cats. So, yeah, get well soon, Kim. And I'll let you take us out, Greg. Cats are evil.
Mark, your cat racism continues. Catism. So disappointed in you. Yeah. Yes, catism. All right. No, absolutely. Shout out to all the mothers. Happy Mother's Day for those celebrating a UK Mother's Day. Although, question, do you know, is it Mother's Day like in Europe as well, or is it just the UK?
No idea. I don't live in Europe. I don't live across there.
We ain't there no more.
No, yeah. Fair.
Yeah, true.
Europe's gone bye-bye.
Yep. Never mind. All right. A shout out to the two of you. Thank you very much for making the show. I know we were getting up to the show time today. We're like, who is making the show? Who isn't making the show? I do appreciate both of you making the show. No excuses, no headaches, no my wife threw her back out nonsense. You stepped up, you showed up.
I really enjoyed it, actually. I was really tired earlier and I had a bit of a nap after work, after my dinner. But I'm glad to come on now because it's perked me up and I'm in a really good mood now.
See, everybody says that after talking to me. Yeah. Just ask my wife.
Robin was the same last week.
Or don't.
At the beginning of last week's podcast, Robin was... at the end of it, it was hyper. It really does pick you up, this show.
It does. Mm. It does. It's like a almost
therapy.
A drug.
It's therapy.
Almost.
Yeah.
It is therapeutic. Absolutely. We do our best. So thank you to everybody for listening to the show. Again, we really do appreciate you. Because we are a community-driven podcast, and so we will continue to strive to do better, continue to be echo-free. Did I say? Oh, you're looking at the video. Yes,
you're watching the cats are
the
evil
cat
video.
The cat hate. Yes.
Proof.
Cats
proof.
Are evil.
This cat man just proper twatted this kid and he just replied.
Wow. Cats do not put up with no nonsense, man. They don't. All right. On that note, on this pussy finale, we will say goodbye. Mark, play some music. Get us out of here.
Hello, I want video to end. All right. Meow, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.